lot more than football. I guess that's the best way to categorize this. And much to your delight, Anthony, you being a news guy, there was cease and assist. There were some legalities. There were some feathers ruffled. How did you package everything that happened before the game, before kickoff, involving JD5?
Well, I was busy at my conference. I actually saw this Wednesday night. Like, I couldn't believe my eyes, actually. Because it was just like...
What couldn't you believe?
I mean, it was just the fact that he was in the news for something at the collegiate level. And it's just like, why are you issuing a cease and desist letter? Because that's what the byline read anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, this is so random. Like, for it to be breaking 2 days before the first preseason game, in the wee hours of the night, like, it was just a lot going on. So I thought it was random. And then when you actually read everything that's going on, you're just like, huh? Again, like, you're still questioning, like, what am I reading right now? Like, on one hand, I understand, like, what Jaden Daniels and his camp is saying in terms of them not wanting another player to wear the jersey number 5. Like, Jaden did go out and win the Heisman, and a lot of the time, Heisman winners' numbers, well, sometimes. I can't say a lot of times.
There you go.
Because Alabama, they don't retire Heisman jersey numbers. Like, they actually allow players to wear them the next season.
Yeah, and so, I agree.
But maybe it's an LSU thing. Billy Cannon, like, when he won it in the 50s or 60s.
Heisman.
They never ran wore number 20 again. National Joe Burrow, champion. His number 9, never national been worn
champion.
Again.
You just mentioned two national champions.
Yeah, so you think the difference is the fact that Jaden didn't win a national championship?
It would be for me.
Okay. So if he did win a national championship.
If I was on the collegiate side of this, uh-huh. And I'm not, I could care less.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn what numbers go on for a guy who's a pro. But I respect him for putting his legal team at it because there's some dollars there. If it's the NIL, whatever, don't do your business. But for me to follow that trail, I'd be disappointed in myself.
I mean, the thing is, the jersey's not retired.
It's not retired.
Exactly.
No.
So, unless he was promised, you know.
But he'd have to be promised by a guy that has a lifetime contract.
Yeah.
Nobody has that.
Yeah.
The people that may have promised him no longer work there.
Well, I mean, but at the same token, yeah, I mean, Brian Kelly
not
was
in
there.
Writing.
Yeah. Brian Kelly may have promised him that.
He could have and meant well by it.
And look, all I know is Lane Kiffin was asked about – Joe Burrow's number 9, and he was like, I'd rather not comment. So, I don't know. I mean, it's a lot of loopholes in this whole situation. Again, to me, like, it's messy. But also, I was just surprised that, one, Jaden was on this end of it. Because when you look at the words and, like, the messaging of the letter, it just comes off as very, like, if this is Jaden Daniels speaking,
yeah,
the fact that I was profoundly disrespected and, you know, I don't know, it comes off as egotistical, like, to an extent. And
well,
I've never
right
thought Jaden
to
be
feeling.
That.
He has that right. And for those of you that care, then he's doing you a favor. For those of us that don't care about it and I'm only considered about what number he wears here, and how he plays here. But I'm not mad at him for handling his business.
Yeah.
If there's NIL money on the table, whatever he wants to do with that, that's his right. That's the new college football.
Yeah. I would love to know what the specifics of his NIL deal are. Because then also, Doc, the Daniels estate family, they asked for the replica of his Heisman back. So it's just like,
it's not
now
theirs.
It's getting like personal almost.
That's the universities. That's not knowing the rules of the game, engagement. You embarrass yourself. If you're going to go after, at least know the rules.
Yeah.
You have no right to theirs. That's theirs. You get yours. You want your high school to have it, give them yours. That's the part that where if I was into this, I'd eat him alive. Because he's better than that. Their whole team is better than that. You know, you're going to go, just handle your business.
Mm-hmm.
Have your legal people do what they got to do. If you never want to show up there again, you costing yourself a statue. If you want to cause yourself from losing out what people to do what you did get from there, go right ahead. And remind him that he's in Louisiana when you get a chance.
Yeah.
Okay, I think he thinks he's in Southern California.
Yeah, I mean, that's what a lot of – well, there were some LSU players that were definitely very upset that Jaden made this about himself and thought he was, you know, bigger than the LSU brand. You got media moguls coming out. You got Paul Feinbaum, who covers the SEC. He came out, and he was on the Junkies. Actually, let's listen to what Feinbaum had to say about –
that'll be interesting.
Feinbaum, he ripped him, man. He went hard. He went hard.
He understands South.
Yeah, this is what Feinbaum had to say on the Sports Junkies on Friday.
You know, I want to say one thing, because I'm not an equivocator, but I got to know Jaden when he was at LSU, really liked him, talked to him a lot, and I would interview Brian Kelly. And even when he went to the Commanders, there was a great sense of pride in what he did the first year. I said all that to say this. He's lost all of that from everywhere and everyone in LSU Nation after what happened this week. And I know it's been said here before, but I've rarely have ever seen a dumber, more senseless move. I don't know who pulled the strings, but all the cleanup on aisle three from Jaden Daniels from this moment on will not be enough. He has made a terrible mistake. He can be successful in Washington. I hope he is. But I would advise him to never waste another second in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, because they are done with him.
Wasn't received well. And this is a guy that covers.
Oh no, he's the South.
Yeah,
yeah. If he'd asked me for my advice, I would have told him the same thing before it even started. Still go after it, but have a different lead horse. Don't drive your car in there. Have people that work for you go in and do what they got to do. But then I can say to him, if it means that much to him, then be you. But what are your current employers going to think about it? Suppose they think like I think.
They don't care, probably.
I don't give a damn about your high school or your college.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned about you on a 5-win team last year and missing 7 games. And what you going to do with this? Because he'll make this 5 so noted that he may not even have to go back. But what? You built that at Baton Rouge. You earned that. They're going to put a stat. That's what they do to their people.
Probably not now.
Well, I'm just saying they may come to grips.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to let him know there's a difference between a Heisman and a Heisman Trophy winner who wins a national championship. Because apparently that wasn't made clear to him.
Yeah.
You can't. I mean, you're not going to win this battle. But I don't mind him fighting if he believes and trusts it. But he's got a job. He's got a number. And up here, they're just dying to fall him to the moon. You know? And they're going to do that until you don't. He's not the first popular person we've ever had.
Yeah.
And he won't be the last. You know? See how you deal with it.
Yeah. I mean, I liked how DQ handled it because he was asked about the entire situation yesterday when he spoke to the media, and he sort of kind of sidestepped it. I haven't really been paying a close attention to it. And then he just went to rave about how Jaden's looked in the preseason, and I think that was the right
way
to go about it.
He's had a hell of a good camp.
Yeah.
So why would you want to tarnish that? It's another thing. Oh, he's human. It's going to be on your mind.
Yeah.
Do I blame the kid, the cornerback, once we're 5, he got a tattoo on it, 5? No, they asked about it. I remember when B. Mitch told me about they had put all his jerseys and everything away. Young man wanted to wear it, called him. And said, Mr. Mitchell, I'd like to wear your number. And, of course, B. Mitch allowed him to, and the boy balled out. That's how I wish the stories would go. You're not wearing it anymore. If you can, if it means that much to somebody else, and they're willing to protect it like you protected it, not to say he's wrong, but that's where I would go. Especially if I want my alma mater to win again. We need great five-star players to win again. Are you willing to jeopardize a five-star going to your alma mater because you can't get over a number that you balled out in? But that's his prerogative to think that way. I don't get it. B. Mitch let the guy do it. The guy balled out. You know what I mean? It's not like, the thing about a number, every time you see a number, you think of somebody. That number means to you. I don't care who's wearing it. You tell me that boy come out and play cornerback at LSU and you see that five and you're going to start thinking about, you're going to think about JD5. Until that boy picks off some balls or do something like Deion Sanders would do, you're going to always think of JD5. That's what's going to be going through your subconscious. Because no matter what the number is, you always remember the dude that was the badass that wore it. I don't care who you are. You know how many badasses wore 32?
It's a lot of badasses that wore 7 at LSU.
There you go. But he's not wrong. If that's how you feel, go for it. Throw a few picks in a pro game and see how many people care. Mess around and turn your ankle. And see how many people care about your LSU number. Nobody gives a damn.
Yeah.
Nobody that I know. And that's all I care about. It's the people that want to see victories and are so sick and tired of being in the media for everything other than wins. 515 is our number here. Time of the day. Stay on the line. Y'all been patient. I will get Anthony to free up the microphone, and we will get to you when we return. Cryptic. That's Haney showing you the real side of his personality. Burgundy and Gold today. Trying to wrap up from what we saw, what we think we will now see. You're starting to lose people. Competition. People getting that pink slip. It's about to really get funky up and down NFL training camps because the cutdowns are coming, you're shaping your team, and you're getting ready for the opener. Aries Tony, thank you for being patient. Welcome home.
What's up, Doc? How you doing, man?
Good.
I was listening earlier, and Jonesy had you fired up. Boy, you were so fired up. You sound like you ready to load the bus up and go up I-95 and get ready to get it started now.
Yeah, man. That opener won't be – can't get here fast enough for me.
I know that's right. But look, I think all the dress rehearsal done is over with now. It's time to get down with the get down now because every game really is going to evaluate the player, the true players that's going to make this team and that's going to hopefully take this team to higher heights this season. That's our expectation. Each and every game. It evaluates the real true players. So we're going to see what they really made of, Doc. And I'm just hoping, I'm like you, I'm patient, but I just want to have a team. And like you say, I'm tired of being in the last place. I want to make a mark of what last year was a fluke. That wasn't a real team. And I think they really know that. And I'm really get this season started just as well. And everything, so I have your same assessments of everything that's coming to this team for this forthcoming season.
All right, my friend, I appreciate that. Stay strong.
You too, man.
That's right. Hail to the W. Let's go to Ronnie. Ronnie, thanks for being patient.
Peace and love, Doc.
Oh, LT. Oh,
that's... what's happening?
You putting Ronnie? This is
hey, Doc. I'm just gonna say that.
Okay, what's up, man?
You know, I hate when people say back in the day it was better.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to say this. Back in the day was better. When y'all had two-a-days, you went up Carlisle.
Yeah, it was better for you because you got to see us getting our guts kicked out of us and throwing up all over the place and going through child abuse. That was better for you. I'll tell you, when I see these guys out here now, man, I'm not mad at them. I'm envious of them. I go, wow. I can't believe it. But it is the way it is. Everything changes, man. I just have to accept
it. Let me ask you a question. You don't think that made for a more cohesive team?
Well, torture does bring you together, but it's what brought us together was winning. Everybody's tortured, but not everybody wins. So when you get tortured and you win, I think that's the essence of our groups. Because, man, when you ain't got nothing but the guy next to you, the guy, your locker mates, and you being abused, and everybody's abused, but everybody's into it, and then it comes together and you win. I mean, we lost. Remember that preseason that started everything? We won every game, then lost 5 regular season games in a row. That's why it shows you preseason is counterfeit. You got to take care of your own personal goals, but it's fake. So if you buy into that, then you'll get faked out. So then once you know what you're dealing with, it changes.
But we had the worst defense in the league, I believe, or 31st or 30th. I don't know. I don't know the exact number. But how do you get better if you're not? You know what I'm saying?
Well, we had ball. If you got ball control. In other words, the game is simple if you control the clock. If you can hold on to the ball, if you don't turn it, all those things that sound like a cliche don't help the opponent beat you. So don't give them the ball back. Make them behind state. We control the clock in the game. Can't do that if you can't control the line of scrimmage. And if you can't stop
them, we didn't really take the
Yeah,
and we didn't really take the ball away last year. So I get it.
Yeah, that's
I
what happened. It. You didn't have it enough. When you lose, it's really simple to understand why. And then when you win, you go, you know what? Oh, okay, so this is why. Why? Because you have to be really good on third down, and you can't help people beat you. Simple premise. If you can't run the ball, it's very difficult to be really good to me.
Yeah. I just want us to have a good year this year and represent and so we don't have to hear certain people's mouths. But
unfortunately,
peace and love.
Thank you, Ronnie. Good hearing your voice. Unfortunately, we got to go take what we want. Nobody's giving you nothing. The question is, do we have the kind of program that develops athletes to be nasty enough to go take what we want? That's yet to be seen. Suitland, James, thanks for being patient.
Hey, what's up, Doc? Hey,
tell me.
Hey, Ronnie took my thunder, but man, I know it's a sound like a broken record, but this preseason stuff, I've been calling you for years about this. We got to cut this out, man. It's ridiculous, man. You would think we was the Seahawks last year.
Yeah.
It don't make no sense.
I know.
And watch the Seahawks run their players out there, their ones out there. And it don't make no sense, man. We got to cut it out. The defense was the worst defense in Redskins history last year.
Well, you ain't have to say much longer. If they don't get better results, then you'll be saying peace be to you. It's over.
Yeah, and I'm like, DQ better understand that, man. It's good. We got new parts. We got new everything. But come on, man. Come on. Play these dudes. Look, LT just went out. Tuzzle just went out. So, Coleman, let's see if he still got it at that time.
And he's doing
it. Put him out there. Don't.
Yeah, he's out there.
Come on, put him out there.
They did. He was out there.
Tuzzle got hurt at practice.
Yeah.
So stop worrying about getting hurt in the preseason.
Yeah. No, but we smoke out the same peace pipe. But it's not our team. It's their team. And believe me, they will suffer the consequences of it. There's no way you can ease people into pro football. Either you're going to let them play, they're going to get through it, or they're not. And either way, this should be your last dance. Because there ain't no way to talk yourself out of this one.
Nah.
See, I don't care. I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do, but I'm going to judge you by the results.
Exactly.
Because if you're not doing what the best teams in the league do, I keep saying, when in doubt, what is Andy doing?
Yeah.
What are they doing? They win more than you. They win more than most people. What are they doing? I used to always say, well, what does Belichick do? How do they handle the play? They playing people. The GOAT is playing in games. That's all I needed to know. Hell, if Tom is playing, what the hell am I doing protecting Lou and Luis and Kanan and all them people? That's a me problem.
Hey, look, I know they show great highlights for people like Seahawks on Hard Knocks and all that, but I think that's really how McDonald is. And we need to step it up.
No, it is. It is. We'll see. You ain't got to worry about it long.
All right, Doc.
All right, but you know what they say in church? Pray for them. Sometimes we're to the point now, all you can do is pray. That's the only thing to save them. Steele in Barstow, what up?
Oh, this is Siv in Bristow, brother.
Okay, you know what, Siv? You know I am aging. You know that, right?
No, it's not you, Doc. It's not you. I'm going to blame it on Ant-Man.
You know, let's do that. Yeah, Anthony.
I mean, he the one who's taking the calls, right?
Yeah. What the hell's going on? Give a brother a break.
Like Doc.
You know, I'm a senior citizen.
Look, Doc, you're under the paint, okay? You are Kareem. You know, Magic is handing you the ball. If he doesn't give you assist, you can't score, brother.
That's how I feel too, Sib. You the man.
All right. Let me just take a few quick points, Doc, because you made a couple of great points. One thing you made me laugh when he said, dead man walking.
Yeah.
You daggone right. DQ. Second thing, like you say always, Doc, they play scurred. I'm going to use your word, scurred, okay? Mm-hmm. You play scurred or it's like playing prevent defense. You're playing not to lose.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you're going to get. And we always act like we got some great secret weapon when everybody else is playing their starters, even, you know, and then DQ is going to, this is going to be the same thing over and over again every year. We're going to get into the first few games and he's going to make excuses like, oh, well, you know, it's only third game. We're getting them used to this and that and the other. Wait a minute, dude. That's what the preseason was for. That's where you're supposed to do the trial. This is the real thing, right? So I would love to hear. The other thing is, Doc, one real quick thing about the jersey thing. This Gen Z, whatever you call them. I mean, I love Jaden. But, you know, Doc, every time I hear something like this where, like, jersey swapping and number and this and that, I think about Coach Thompson, God rest his soul. That I would love to hear what Coach Thompson would say right now, Doc. Can you imagine, Doc?
No, yeah, we already know. Yeah, we know.
Oh, my goodness, Doc.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Look, it wouldn't have been discussed.
Hey, Doc,
It wouldn't have been discussed.
Coach would be talking in tongues.
Yeah, you know, he'd be in tongues. He could be on the air. Yeah. I don't blame them. I don't blame any of them because that NIL thing, we didn't get to experience it. That's money. Go get your cash. But send your people to go do that. That's what your staff does.
Doc, I apologize for interrupting you, Doc, but I want to make a quick last point to what you just hit on, which is I don't care what number you are. If you have number 56, nobody thinks about anybody but Lawrence Taylor. Even though LeVar Arrington wore it, and I know you used to always say 56, I never thought of LeVar as 56. You know what I'm saying?
No, but if I wanted to. I wanted to think of LeVar. I wanted to. That was my dude.
If he didn't get hurt, he would have been something else.
I really believe
that. The thing is, of course, he wasn't utilized, but also 23. Mm-hmm. Nobody. LeBron's wearing 23, but who knows LeBron is 23? Nobody. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, number six is Dr. J. I mean, I'm just saying.
So, like you said, you
wear the jersey. If you make it great, you make the jersey great. You make the number great, no matter what number you wear.
Exactly.
Because ain't nobody going to remember you. So I think you hit it on the head, Doc. Yeah. Thank you so
much for allowing me to.
All right, take care, bro.
Good deal. Ant-Man, can we get to Lap? We want to go to break and wait on Lap.
You can get him.
All right, Lap, you got VIP treatment. Ant-Man vouched for you.
That's my man, Southeast Ant. What's up, DOC? Hey, Doc. It's put up or shut up, man. This year three. You know how I've been saying Dan Quinn suspect. He better be ready, man. He better be ready. He better look like we got a team. Let's win some football games, man, and let him have a plan. And can we, for the life of me, for the first half, stop leaving so many missed opportunities, man, where the score is real close and then we get blown out the second half. Like, stop doing that, man. Let's be ready. And if we got to practice and play these guys, man, let's do it, man. But it's put up or shut up, man. Ain't no excuses. We got Dallas, Philly, and Seattle out the gate, bro. It ain't no excuses.
Yeah. Well, we smoke out the same peace pipe. I'm with you, man. And I wouldn't have it any other way because they've shown they're capable. This group is competent. Now they just got to go out and get the credit for it. I believe in what you're doing. Now go show it. But for God's sakes, if you're afraid to play football players, then you're just afraid to approach the game. Because at this point, you got to go 53 strong, 58, whatever, 60, 100. Whoever you put out there that has been trained by you should be able to go to battle. And it's time now to quit talking and let people play. Let's get to see some action. Appreciate you, Lap. 5:32, Ant-Man's got that look on his face, which means I got to get to break if I want to hope to be here when we come back. Stay with us. We've gone almost 2 hours, and we haven't. We only mentioned the Dallas Cowboys once early in this when the show started. I will say this, all jokes aside, to our Cowboy contingent listening audience, they got a good man today. Of all the people that were here that were part of AARP, I think this guy gave us the most, well, not the most, but among the most in productivity. You get 9 sacks, man. In limited play, he did what he said he was going to do. And he's an A&M guy. I'm actually happy for him. I don't hold no – I'm happy for him. He's a pro.
I mean, my thing is, Doc, like when I got the news that Vaughn was signing to Dallas on a $5.5 million deal, he can make up to $7.5 million.
Yep.
I was just like, man, you go from one division rival to the next. It's just – it will always leave a sour taste in my mouth. Really? Going from the Commanders to the Cowboys.
When you're from Texas, you went to high school there.
Go to Houston. You might have a smaller role.
You're hating on the boys.
You might have a smaller role in Houston.
Well, Houston's a better team.
They got Danielle Hunter and
yeah.
Will Anderson the second. Like, I mean,
better
junior. Team,
better unit. But you, when you grow up in Dallas, you went to high school now in Dallas, played at Texas A&M Cowboy. It's in his blood, man.
No, I understand it, Doc. I'm just saying when I see the news, it's just like, man, I'd rather you have gone
me too.
Any other place that could have needed some pass rusher juice.
Career move, but where are you going to get playing time? You're going to get more playing time in Dallas than in Houston.
Yeah. But there are some other teams that need some pass rusher juice.
Everybody does.
The Chiefs could use some.
Yeah, everybody does.
Like, I don't know. Maybe he just likes Dallas.
Well,
maybe it's the temperature.
I think it's home for him. Can't begrudge a man that goes home.
Yeah.
Man went home.
Did you see Jackson Dart this preseason?
That's your guy, man. And of him course get, I watch him.
That's my guy? What you mean that's my guy?
Well, he reminds me a lot of you. Got swag. He's talented.
Jackson Dart got swag?
Yeah, he does.
Think so?
Yeah, I do. I actually like him as a quarterback. I think he can play.
He's a little crazy.
And you need that. You need
not as a quarterback.
Yeah, I think the quarterback needs to be the craziest.
You have
one.
All that crazy. You end up like Baker Mayfield. Like Baker Mayfield.
Mayfield, one of my.
It's really good, but guess what? It just gets to a point in the season where he just is reckless. Like again, you got to play 17 regular season games.
I know his game, but his teams are usually in contention.
So it's not every game you're thinking of like, all right, this game, I'm going to stand in the pocket. I'm going to deliver. I'm going to protect myself.
Yeah.
That goes out the window, you know, week 7, week 8, you're trying to win games. You're trying to, you know, get the offense out of a rut. Then you got to go run, put your body on the.
You asked the question. I just answered it for you.
I'm just saying, Doc. You end up like Baker Mayfield. That's why he had the end of the season that he had. He was hurt. He started the season great. Yeah, he was in the MVP discussion.
You can do a lot worse than Baker Mayfield.
That's who I think of when I hear reckless.
But this kid here is to a fault, but he got the perfect backdrop, New York. I think he's a player. He's hard-headed. It's not the first hard-headed, talented kid we've seen. But this league will make you understand what it's trying to get you to understand if you can survive it. He did nothing wrong, but the back overran the mark, and the end put his stomach legally into chaos, and they had to go back to the blue tent. And my boy, he don't seem like he want to be referenced as being soft. He ain't soft.
Yeah. I mean, you take a hit like that, though, Doc.
Yeah.
Like,
I would have gone not to the locker looking, room.
Your head hit the turf.
Yeah, that was.
The running back, I hope he got him a dinner and a massage.
Oh, he got something out of that one. Although, The quarterback may throw you in the kill shot. He's not trying to, but sometimes the ball goes a little high on you. You got to go get it, and you expose your stomach. It happens.
Yeah. I mean, but the running back, man, that was an all-time missed dive. That's almost a fireable offense.
If that happened
to Jaden Daniels, what would the response be, Doc?
That boy would cut him. Secret Service to get
they
him
would
out
say
there.
Cut him.
Get the Secret Service to get him out of the building.
Because Jaden, man, he would have been split in half.
And Jaden's been hit like that.
Yeah, he has.
Jaden is tough. I don't worry about JD in terms of that. He's tough as nails. He knows. I just don't want him to take a clean shot, free runner, but it's part of the position. I'd like to get him under a little live just to, he knows what it's like, just to adjust his senses. And it's not going to make him or break him either way. If he don't get it, he'll get it in Philly. If he gets it, I think he'd be better. I told you what I would do. I would always tell my people on offense, today is live. And then I'd go over and tell the defense, if you hit him, I'm cutting you. So they would know, hands off. But I would get to see him now thinking that he's prey. And I think you would get a different sense of adrenaline coming out of him. To me, it's like having a sharpshooter not trained to shoot with wind or rain or adverse conditions. You're not going to train him for that? I just don't get it. I honestly do not get it. And I'm glad we played with our guy, Joe T played. I think you have to play. But, you know, this new science, technology, a lot more people have such a high IQ now. But to me, your IQ is based on your wins. So we'll see how high that goes. 5:48 ticket here. We're getting through it. Brief one today. You know what's been good so far today? No Big Tony. It's just refreshing. Clean airwaves. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back. Oh, wait. You don't want to go? I thought you signaled me to get out. Okay, my bad. Not bad. I misread your hand signals. Yeah, I thought you said get out of there. But, you know, Tony, I did hear, Jeff Walker is always giving us some background. Somebody had a picture floating around him around the internet. I don't know why you would do that. Have you spoken to Linnell the Entertainer?
I have not.
Okay.
And we'll talk about why I didn't. I was down in Atlanta for my conference.
Oh, that's right. That's right, your conference. Did you receive an award?
We'll talk about that next segment. But, yeah, I mean, I heard about Linnell. I didn't get to listen live. But I heard he had a very spirited reaction to the game.
Yeah.
Oh, you were with him.
Yeah.
You were with him. What was his? I'm assuming his biggest takeaway was the fact that the defense gave up the 14 play, 93 yard first drive.
Yeah, he was irate.
Yeah. Bad
Giles and the whole 9 yards.
You just got to tell him, Doc. Like, everything isn't worth overreacting to.
But that's his MO.
I'm gonna go back and like give it a listen just because I am curious.
If you haven't heard it, you need to do it for yourself.
Yeah, no, I will.
Yeah. I mean he was full WWE, but
you were texting me.
I was telling you, dude, you need to hear this. Cause he hit a whole new decibel. And because he's ratcheting his own program up for regular season.
Yeah.
You know, and so.
I mean, he's national, so.
Well, yeah. Well, that's what good entertainers do.
Yeah.
You know, he's getting ready for to hit the road, and it's like a concert. And he cares so much. And he's just, some of it is painful because you're listening to a guy who's in such pain because he lives and dies, you know, through the organization. And it's one for all ages. I urge you to hit the rewind on the Odyssey app. The beauty about everything that we do here is really cool. I mean, even Big Tony knows how to get on the Odyssey app and go back, find the show, the date, and pop it up and go from there. If he can do it, anybody can do it. So that's the good news on that.
Do you guys have – the post game show for the next game as well?
I believe that to be true.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was just curious because last time you guys, you know, it was a secret.
Well, I don't know. It's on him. You know, he's kind of a big thing now. Yeah. So I don't know if the entertainer has been booked now. I don't know, man. I just take the orders, open the tube, read it, you know, destroy the note, and move on. Yeah. Top secret. What's your baseball groove? I haven't heard you mention the Curly W. So you're not done, are you?
I mean, your Curly W's struggling a little bit.
Yeah,
get swept.
I know.
CJ's moving from shortstop to second.
But that's not a bad thing. He may not like it. But if you're going to move me as an NL starter in the All-Star game. So in other words, the last time I played it, I represented the National League in it. That's the only way to go out. Now you go over there now, I want to see if you can get there next year at second base. Then you ball it, flat out ball it. His stick, he's got the stick to do it.
I mean, he's been struggling since the move, though. He's 0 for 10.
Well, I mean,
he is 0 for 10.
And, hey, man, the beauty about the game of baseball is so mental. Some cats come in. Go yard. You got your brother come in yard. I think Cardinals organization 3 for 3. Three bombs. Who can do that? It can be done. It's done. The Dodgers. See, that's the thing about money. I always say it's all overrated. Because they're not the only people with money. The Mets have money. They were awful. The Red Sox have money. The Bombers have money. Giants. Everybody out west has is loaded. They just don't want to spend it. And those who spend it, and even that, sometimes it doesn't work. Let's see in the end. Let's see in the end. But it is weird.
Have you guys turned things around, your Dodgers?
No, they're struggling right now.
Nice.
Yeah, it's good for them.
Is this probably a good time to put a wager in on them to win the World Series?
Yeah, yeah. That's right. You're a gambling guy. That's right. I forgot.
I'm not, but I might. I have to do it just because they are losing.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot. It's my nervous system is I'm all whacked out. That's what happens when you tie yourselves to these organizations emotionally. And then when they don't win, you're a wreck. You don't feel good. If I didn't have the Mystics right now balling out, I'd be in terrible shape. I mean, terrible shape. But they're young, they're long, they're physical, they're fun. And you can see the development as it goes. You can see people and their roles being defined. And what do they have? Massive presence in the what? Repeat after me. Paint. They got size, athleticism. And that's the, and they can shoot and they can get you from the perimeter game as well. It's nice. It's a nice seeing it developed. And I think you got me on a wild goose chase. I did not know that they were really going after where I really enjoyed Westbrook when he was here in Washington. I thought that was a mistake when they got rid of Westbrook. And I was happy to hear that this group, familiar with him, they went after him. But he just decided to hang it up. I don't know if I got your response on Westbrook saying so long. You think he should have took here, 2-year deal?
Nah, he didn't need to.
Okay.
I think he was good to definitely retire when he did. I mean, if he did come here, it was going to be more so in a mentorship role. And I think he spent the last couple of years already in that role, a more of a reduced role. So, and also, I think if he had come here, he had no chance of, like, actually winning a championship right away.
No.
I think when you're in years 17, 18, 19,
yeah.
You prioritize winning to an extent. Winning to an extent and also being a locker room guy. And we see that with DeAndre Jordan. He's still in the league. Who are some other veterans? Steph is getting old. KD is getting old. LeBron is getting old. They're in good situations, though, where they actually still can compete and still be locker room guys and effective on the floor. So, yeah.
I thought about you today as I was surfing on the net. Bron Bron takes a lot of hits. A lot of people are talking about, you know, him going to winners and assembling his own bomb, you know, squads or whatever. And I just go, but he's pretty much been unselfish everywhere he's at, whatever he's done.
I mean, my thing is, do they expect him to go to the Wizards? Like,
I don't know. But where'd you want him to go?
Well, he didn't go to San Antonio. He didn't go to the Thunder.
Yeah. I thought that would have been bad.
Yeah, people just want to give him a hard time. Granted, I do think, you know, him going to Philly, they look really good. They're not even the favorites, though. Like, New York is still the favorites to win the East.
Yeah.
This isn't like when he went to Miami and they were the favorites. Or No. Well, one of the favorites. But this isn't like KD when he went to the Warriors and they were universally expected to go out there and win the NBA Finals. Because guess what? They did it the first 2 years. They would have done it year three if he didn't tear his Achilles. But they answered the call.
No doubt.
They were supposed to do what they were supposed to do. And that was the best team ever assembled. They went out there and showed in every night.
But, yeah, they were really good. But that's what makes it so cool. Either way, it's going to be a shakeout. And the Knicks being disrespected like that off the top is good to see how they respond to it. And here we are. We got a minute to get to it. We haven't even gotten to open the day of the NFL, but NBA's on our brain. We just can't wait to see these matchups. Honestly, I can't. And Steph Curry, I don't think there's anybody that would put big money on the fact that the Warriors can win it all. But yet, I believe Steph believes it's possible. Because he's that kind of dude. 558 here in the nation's capital. Burgundy and Gold today. DOC, Ant-Man, here on Team 980. We'll charge into the 6 o'clock hour. And a lot of questions to be asked. Let's find out where you're leaning. What about our defense? We've been on this offensive kick pretty strong. I want to hear what you think about where we are and what our ceiling is defensively. Stay with us.